Alrighty, it's been almost a month, and the two mysterious men are back.
Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
I'm Clay.
And I'm Devon.
Welcome to MVP. And today's topic was one that Devon came up with. So why don't you tell us about that?
I wanted to talk about why do we shoot? Mm-hmm. Like, what's our purpose? I guess the topic came because it was more of a question for myself than it was for anything else. So I kind of questioned why I was shooting and, you know, the purpose behind shooting. And I help a lot of photographers, and it seems that they're stuck with why they shoot, what should they be shooting, how should they be shooting. And I think, you know, the internet and social media has made it where people are shooting to be liked and then are shooting, you know, what they love or shooting something that has a purpose.
Agree.
So that was a question, like, why, you know, people always ask, well, what should I shoot? And it's just, you know, the bigger question is, why are you shooting?
Yeah.
You know,
get to answer the why, and then you'll get to the what. It'll lead itself into the what. Once you know why you're shooting, you'll know what to shoot.
Yeah, definitely. So I just think people, if they can answer that question, and it's something you got to answer for yourself, like, nobody can give you that answer. And, you know, and I find it strange, even with photographers that are just starting out, you know, they're having a hard time shooting. But I think it's different now, because I find that photographers years ago, like, you know, they just shoot everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like a, you know, whatever was out there, whether it's people or landscapes, they're trying to do all types of photography. Anything they see, they want to shoot it. And now I think because people start shooting and, you know, they want to have this title of photographer, they want to shoot stuff that they think other people will like,
yeah.
You know, and that's where I think people are losing their passion and losing their direction in what they're shooting or why they're shooting, and why a lot of people tend to give it up.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, sometimes people don't even give it up, but they go into auto mode where they don't even realize anymore why, you know, there's no love, no passion for it, but they're just doing it because, well, everyone else is doing it, so why not?
Right. It's funny because I had this opportunity to go to one of the Muppets photo shoots. It was actually for Sesame Street. They were shooting a new DVD for Elmo.
Oh.
And, okay. My daughter's mentor is still the creative director for Sesame Street.
Oh.
So he's involved in all the shoots and stuff. So the photographer studio I was at, his name is John Barrett. He's been shooting the Muppets since, I think, like the 70s. You know, nice. So he's been shooting everything you've seen photographed by the Muppets. He's photographed most of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he, you know, told me to, you know, what do you, you know, of course, photographer to photographer, he's like, show me some of your work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I showed him some of the stuff, and then he flicked through one of the pictures, and he was like, you know, why did you do that? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, and he said to me, he was like, if you gave me a reason why you took the picture this way and composed it this way, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But the fact that you don't know why you did it, I have a problem with it. You know? And I was like, So now I'm like, I have to do stuff that has a purpose, you know, even if it's just like, I shot that because it was fun. I shot that because it's just for the memory, you know? And I remember asking you right before I took this recent vacation to Mexico City, I was like, you know, I'm asking, what camera do you think I should take? What do you think I should take with me? And, you know, I thought about it, and realistically, when I do travel, I just want to remember things.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I just want to have the image so that I can remember it, you know, months from now, years from now. I won't forget that, you know, my family and I, we did this, you know, we laughed about this, you know. So those are the moments I try to capture more than, you know, traveling to take some cool pictures that, you know, I could bring back and everybody will be impressed with. It's just kind of walking around documenting, you know, the moments, you know, that I want to remember. So instead of packing you know, a heavy camera or anything. You know, I took the two lightest cameras I had. And, you know, I kind of went with that because sometimes the gear gets in the way, you know, and it becomes more about lugging this gear around and, you know, a bunch of lenses and, oh, I'm going to need a flash and I'm going to need this. And you're trying to prepare for every possible scenario, you know, when the beautiful, most beautiful model in the country just kind of sees you with your camera and asks you to do a photo shoot. You want to be prepared for that. Yeah, you know, so right, you come up right. with all these scenarios about what we'll be shooting and where we'll be shooting. And usually I find out that, you know, I just usually end up shooting the stuff that I like, and that's what I have time for, and that's what I like to do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of being, you know, when you're trying to figure out, you know, why you're shooting, I guess the hardest part is being honest with yourself, you know, and it's like, what do you, you know, why are you shooting it? Why you like it? That sort of thing.
I agree.
So that's, you know, and I think it's harder for people to get to their why because they're not, you know, a lot of people aren't honest with themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, hey, if your motivation is I want to shoot because I want to get a lot of likes, just be honest with yourself and say that, you know, because it's obvious to everybody else.
Yeah.
You know,
but if that is your answer, how long does that last?
As long as that stimulates you, you know.
Right. But the thing is, so if you have, let's say you're all of a sudden 100,000 people follow you and they're all liking your work. If you're shooting for them, when does that get tiring? Like, when do you get exhausted of being a creative for them rather than for yourself?
It comes down to like what motivates you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're somebody that's motivated by attention, then you'll never get tired of it because you'll always have the attention. You'll always be that person. I mean, look at people who do, you know, other side of things, and then you hear about it like, yeah, I made this music, but I really didn't like the music I was making. Yeah, yeah, I played these roles, but I really wasn't happy playing these roles. I just did it because that's what jumped my career and that's what got me going. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even people in corporate America, yeah, I do this job and I don't really love it. And, you know, it kind of compromises my morals, but, you know, my paycheck is nice. So, you know, it's what you got to find out, like what motivates you.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's I do a lot. And even in my professional photography, I do photography to make other people happy. It's one is like to document for myself and for, you know, history's sake. And what I do professionally is my motivation is like making people happy when they see their image and their face lights up. That's my motivation.
Yeah.
You know, if I can make people happy and I can ultimately help them with my photography, that's what motivates me, you know, and that's really why I shoot. You know, I shoot because I want to document, I want to, you know, preserve some history of things that are going on around us. And I also want to ultimately make people happy, you know, so whether it's their headshot or their family picture, or I'm taking pictures of their product so they could sell it online, you know, when they're happy with their images, that makes my day. And that's my why,
That's
cool. You know, so I can't be the person that's just doing it for money because that's far from my why. You know?
Yeah.
Like if I'm just doing it and I'm just like, yeah, I can care less if the people like it. It's kind of like, I'm just going to shoot this and I'm going to give it to them and do it as fast as possible because that's what the numbers say. Like get it done quick and you'll, you know, save more money and make more money. Then that's when I need to stop, you know,
get to that point. Does every picture have to have a why?
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless you're practicing. Or testing a camera. Like, I don't think you should put the camera up to your eye for no reason.
No, I agree.
That's my personal opinion. That's my personal opinion. Like, and that's what I tell people when they're shooting. It's like, you know, unless you're practicing and you're like, okay, I want to kind of get down and, you know, you're learning the exposure triangle and you're just practicing. And I mean, that's your why. You're picking the camera up to practice. But, you know, just shooting to shoot and, you know, because I see people do it all the time. It's like, they're shooting. They see, like, you do like photo workshops, you do photo walks. It's like people are shooting. They see you shoot something. They just shoot it because you shot it. They just no reason to, why behind what they're doing. And, you know, and I think ultimately it's, you know, when you have a why behind you doing it, ultimately you're happier doing it, you know? You don't have to worry about, and I think it helps with the burnout, you know, and you're just like, you know, and I think the social media and the, okay, I'm going to shoot this, I'm going to post it, and I want people to like it. And if people don't like it, then I'm disappointed. I take it down. I don't shoot that anymore. I'm going to find something else to shoot that people like, you know, and it's sad because, you know, I work with a lot of, you know, photographers and models and those people. And I see that there's a lot more substance to them, but they're going for the likes.
Yeah.
You know, the models are wearing less clothes because that gets the attention.
Yeah.
And the photographers are shooting stuff that's with less clothes because that gets the attention.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not even about mastering the photography. It's just about
putting it,
you
know, there.
Yeah, it's the gratuitousness of it, you know, and it's like, yeah, people are liking it, but, you know, people like your pictures because they're perverts. They don't like the artistic value of it, you know, and that's the reality of it. It's like, you know, you're sitting here thinking that you're building a career of, you know, images and becoming, you know, this model or this photographer, you know, but it's really more about, you know, these people are just perverts. They like to look at these images because that's what it is. And that's the motivation. And if you're honest with yourself and you're like, okay, this is what people are, why people are really looking for, you know, and that's what I realized it because that's, you know, when I started photography, I was like, man, I want to shoot models. I want to shoot beautiful women. And this is what I want to do because I thought that would get me attention, you know? And it's like, I realized that I'm not, once I stopped doing it for the attention and started doing it more for what made my clients happy, then now I can, you know, I can shoot and have a purpose that I'm, you know, I can go to sleep at night happy about. So,
yeah,
I agree. How do you think people find their why?
How? That's interesting. I'm not sure. How do they find their why?
One is honesty.
Yeah.
You know, I think one, be honest with yourself and say, okay, I'm going to, you know, because I think your why comes a lot from ultimately what's going to make you happy doing it. You know, and I think if you're honest with yourself, like, this is really going to make me happy, then, you know, I'll do that. Because some people, like, you know, they may be happy teaching at some little daycare center, but be really happy, but would never do that job because it doesn't pay enough. You know, so they'll never be honest with themselves to say that, you know, my happiness is worth more than, you know, money.
Right.
You know, but they may be, you know, they may be the happiest person in the world and live to be, you know, 103 because they're so happy. But, you know, I can make six figures over here unhappy. You know, but, and they'll convince themselves and won't be honest with themselves that, you know, the money is the motivating factor. So I guess, really, I guess figuring out your why is like, what motivates you and what makes you happy, you know, and just be honest with yourself and find your motivation and find your happy point. Because ultimately, I don't know, for me, everything comes down to happiness.
I agree. I mean, if you're not happy doing it, why bother?
Right. Like, if, you know, there's some guy who, like, has very little possessions, lives in a shack in the woods, and he's so happy. You know? He doesn't need anything else. He's just, he's happy, man. He's doing his thing, and, you know, he's good to go. And there's the guy who has, you know, a mansion in this country and a mansion in that country and endless amounts of money, and he's miserable, you know? So I think it's finding, you know, what motivates you and ultimately what's going to give you peace and what's going to make you happy, you know? And that should be your why for why you're shooting, you know? So whether you're like, okay, hey man, sports makes me happy, you know?
Shoot that.
you know, sports, shoot that. You know, I thought when I first, like I said, when I first started, I wanted to be like more of a commercial photographer, mm-hmm. you know, but dealing with, you know, corporate America, dealing with magazines, rough. Dealing with it took the joy out of it for me,
yeah.
you know, and I wasn't happy doing it. You know, I used to, you know, go to concerts and shoot, you know, celebrities and artists and stuff. And, you know, it's great. It's great to have in your portfolio and it will get you the clicks and the likes. But ultimately, you know, I wasn't happy doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to stand in front of a stage in front of big speakers and wait for this person to come out and this person to come out. And be treated bad by security. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. just like, you know, I don't want to go through that, you know, spend, you know, 30 minutes trying to prove who I am so I can get my pass to get in. And, you know, can you call this person? Can you call, like, I didn't want to go through that all the time.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, with the, you know, on the commercial side, it's just, there's a lot of politics. There's a lot of, and I'm not, you know, I'm not big on politics at all. You know, so, and the bigger the company, the more, you know, the more politics involved and more of a corporate structure. And, you know, it may only be like $100. It may take you 3 months to get paid because of all the steps you have to go yeah. through and all the people that have to sign this and sign that. And, you know, that sort of thing doesn't make me happy, you know, face to face with a client, me sitting there coaching you through, you know, a headshot because you're trying to update your LinkedIn, love it. Mm-hmm. I'll do that all day. You know, that's where, you know, I'm a people person. Like, people make me happy. I like shooting people.
Yeah.
You know, and going out and walking around with my film camera, it just kind of gives me a certain sort of peace. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at peace when I'm doing that. I don't care where I am. People told me how dangerous Mexico City was. I'm walking around with my film camera, like taking pictures. I could care less. I'm at peace.
Not only walking around, also rowing a boat, a canoe.
yeah. I was out there rowing a boat, like, because I'm at peace. You know, my camera gives me peace, you know, and that's what it is for me. And that's my reason why, you know, I shoot and I go on my photo walks and, you know, mainly with film photography. I think it's my escape from my job, mm-hmm. you know, like the commercial work that I do for other people. And it's just for me. Like, yeah. my film photography is just for me. I just, you know, and I can walk around and I can shoot and I love the process and everything else about it. And that's really why I shoot film. You know, is it better than digital? I don't think so. But do I love the process? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the process. It's just, you know, something about it. It gives me peace, walking around, shooting, moving slow, and having to come back and spend the time developing the film. Mm-hmm. That's like a peaceful time for me. And it's like, you know, I compare it to like people who sew. Like, you see yeah. them sitting there sewing, they're just at peace. And when I'm yeah. sitting there developing my film, I'm just at peace.
Yeah, like, same here.
This is what I'm doing.
It's almost know? Like a very meditative process where you're just,
yeah.
you're just sort of... Yeah. Your mind is almost like, it's almost like it's being washed out with, you know, with your chemicals just washed away and then replenished.
Right. Yeah. And it's like you get to shoot and you get to that point where, you know, okay, if I shoot these then I have to develop it and I know I get that piece too, mm-hmm. you know, so it's kind of, you know, this cycle of, you know, and ultimately it just makes you happy.
Yeah.
you know? It makes me happy, you know. And I'm looking at my, I made a whole new negative holder for 2019, and I'm like, wow, I really shot a lot this year, you know, and it's not even over yet. And I'm like, man, I really, you know, put these cameras to work. I didn't let them collect dust. Like,
yeah.
You know, I really been out shooting, and, you know, that's a good thing. You know?
Yeah, that's so, the one thing I'm suffering at for 2019 for sure. This year, with getting a new job, it's like, I think I might have only shot one roll of film, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Compared to last year. I mean, you know, so yeah. Definitely going
to
try.
I mean, my trick, mm-hmm. yeah, my trick is to just take the camera with me.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Last year, I always had a camera with me. Now I have a camera with me, but it's digital. It's always with me, but it's a digital camera.
Gotcha.
So I do shoot all the time. It's just that I haven't shot as much film. But, you know, for me, I don't work in the industry, so digital and film are exactly the same. I'm not like film isn't my escape from my day job, you know, and digital right. isn't my gotcha. Escape from a day job. They both are my escapes from the day job. You know what I mean?
gotcha. Yeah. I mean, you're shooting, so it's not like you just haven't lugged the film camera around.
But, right.
You know, it hasn't like you haven't shot all year. You shot it, you know.
Yeah, I shot a bunch. So
you shot a bunch.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's funny. I mean, if you look at my Instagram, except for when I'm on vacation, you would think I probably don't shoot much. I have, you know, my Capture One catalog is stacked. And very often I think about either updating my website or putting more work in Instagram. And the website definitely is something I want to do because it actually feels better. It's not like, I mean, you know, the joke about being published, the joke that we were making in our group. But it feels like I'm completing a task that I set out for myself, right? Because mm-hmm. I mean, no one is visiting my website, so it's all done for myself. And I don't think I would do my job. My website more often if I had more visitors. It's just I just don't have a lot of time for it, you know.
Right. I think it's something where. You know, if you incorporate it into your workflow, mm-hmm. then you'll definitely start to add images to it.
Yeah.
Like even just adding an image with a caption to your website and keeping it fresh, mm-hmm. you know, because it's, you know, it doesn't take much time. It's just you haven't incorporated it into your workflow. You know? Yeah. And I think we as creatives, sometimes we overthink, like I was telling you with the videos, mm-hmm. like it's like, no, just when you're fixing the camera, just put another camera and record what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Or just grab a camera and explain, you know, what you explain to the 50 people that ask you for advice online. Mm-hmm. Just make one video so they can go there and find mm-hmm. the information. True. You know?
Very true.
You know, and it's just, you know, just not overthinking, you know, the process of what we're doing. And I learned that just looking at what other people are putting out there. Mm-hmm. And my thing was just getting more behind the purpose of why I'm doing it. Because, you know, when I started shooting film, I'm like scouring. Oh, when I started shooting in general, I was just like, you know, click right onto YouTube University and began to study. And there was a lot of stuff I couldn't find or it was very hard to find. It was buried. So, and a lot of stuff is buried in old user groups from, you know, 10, maybe 20 years ago that are still up there. And then you have to dig through all these posts to find the one answer that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Whereas now we have YouTube and I can just be like, oh, yeah, do this. This is a common thing. If you're trying to figure this out, you know, even if it's something as simple as, you know, people complain about the Sony mirrorless menu. This is what you know. Mm-hmm. It's right here, you know. Mm-hmm. Just go to this page, this thing, and this is how you set this. Done, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's making those type of videos just to help people. You know, that's my motivation thing. And I'm not, you know, at the end of my videos, and nowhere in my video I'm asking anybody to subscribe, to like it. It's just, you know, it's just there. It's like an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Go there, check it out. If you need the information, it's there, and that's it. So those are the videos that, you know, I want to make, and, you know, hopefully, you know, I have a why.
Yeah.
You know, why I'm going to shoot, why am I going to shoot these videos? It's to help people. And that motivation will help me to continue to make the video, mm-hmm. you know.
And you know, a lot of times my why always... And it's probably lame. And it's probably somewhere. I probably heard it somewhere before. But I often photograph things because I want to see what it looks like photographed. You know what I mean? Like just and sometimes when I go, let's say, like we went to a dinosaur park and we went to the zoo in the Netherlands. And the camera actually didn't go up to my eye that often, right? And so if I were with a bunch of photographers, they would probably wonder why I'm not shooting a lot. And the reason why is because I'm actually just there in the moment. And I don't need to capture it. Because, first of all, I don't like to capture animals that are trapped in cages. It's like, you know, shooting fish in a barrel to, you know, pardon the harsh image I'm picturing here. But, you know, but the thing is that, like, my son, I want to watch him. And sometimes I do have to grab the camera to put it to my eye, because I'm like, oh my gosh, look at the face he's making at the scene he sees in front of him, or discussed it with, how could they not know the scientific name or genus name of this dinosaur? How dare they? And I have to capture that look. But yeah, a lot of times I'm not taking a lot of pictures, especially when I'm with film, especially because a lot of times I'm just sort of in the moment, just being there. And then I go home and I'm like, snap. I left with a 24 count roll, and I'm back with 20, you know, still in the camera.
Yeah. You know, I get it. Yeah, no, sometimes it's because you have two different whys, right? Like your why, your experience why is high, took precedence over your photography why.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? You want to have the experience more than you want to have, you know, some snaps.
Exactly.
You know? So, and it's funny, we went to some of the ancient ruins when we were in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the archaeologists there, he was just like, you know, while you're here, just take a minute, you know, put your camera down and just experience it.
Yeah.
You know, experience that, you know, at some point people, you know, hundreds of years ago did this so that you could come here and look at it now.
Yeah.
So just take a minute to appreciate that and give them that respect. And I was like, you know what? Like, now when I go places, like, I'm like, from now on, I'm just going to like sit and take it all in. Like, just look. Don't even look for, you know, because my thing is like, I'm looking for the light. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the angle. I'm looking for that good shot. And I'm waiting for people to clear out so I can get a clearer shot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just taking that time to like just appreciate. You know, what's there. And I started doing that at family functions too. Like, I don't bring my camera, and they're like, oh, you don't have your camera? I'm like, no. Like, you know, I just want to be here. I just want to experience it. I'm not taking it. You know, I know people look forward to the party pictures and everything else, but sometimes I just want to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to, you know, I just want to hold the new baby and play, mm-hmm. you know, you know, that sort of family fun stuff that, you know, but,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I guess, you know.
Yeah, man. That's
find your why, people.
Yeah, find your why.
Find your why.
You can actually message us if you have some extreme whys. We'd like to hear them, actually. You could message us.
Yes.
Because, you know, because someone might have a why that I've never thought of. And maybe it could inform my why.
Yeah. I think, and your why is going to change, right?
It should,
it's
actually.
Just like as,
hopefully it does, because evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hopefully it does.
I mean, we're going to have different seasons of our lives, mm-hmm. and, you know, your why may be different.
Right.
You know, you may not have children, and then you have children, and then you're like, oh, man, I'm shooting to, like, document my children's growth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to have pictures of them going older and doing the things and all that. Or, you know, your why is going to change, but I would just say you know, stay honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, stay honest with yourself and do what, you know, what makes you happy. If it doesn't, like, if it's not really bringing you joy, you know, and it's not the artificial joy of, you know, the rush of 30 likes in a few seconds, then, you know, like, that's going to fade.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to fade. Everybody, remember there was a MySpace.
Oh yeah.
And you know, Flickr and all these things that were super duper popular, and you know, people wanted to be on them and get popular on them, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, then what do? You know? It's like MySpace made everybody a musician, and Instagram made everybody a photographer.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess it's one of those things where, you know, but when you have your why, if you're doing it for a purpose, and, you know, you're a musician and MySpace goes away, you're still a musician.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and if Instagram one day fades or merges with something else that's different, or they're like, okay, everybody needs to pay to be on Instagram now. Yeah. And it, you know, it goes away, you know, if the real photographers will maintain.
Yeah, and that's another question I would say. Ask yourself this. If all of those things go away, do you still do this? Because that's also, I think, important. Because if all you're doing this for is just to be there and sort of share in those spaces. I'm not sure if that's really satisfying.
Right.
You know?
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question to ask when you're trying to find your why. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, but then if all this goes away, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was the last man on the planet, I would still be walking around shooting
stuff. Oh yeah, no, definitely. No, seriously, I honestly, I definitely. Like,
have like, you know, just in case some aliens come down and they want.
Yeah, I gotta show them. You gotta show them. What
show
you saw.
Some pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's true.
No, it's definitely. You know, I think finding your why is something that I think people don't think about, but it's really important. And I think, you know, it helps when people get into that. When you get into that rut, you can always go back to your why.
Yes, yes.
You know, when you get into that creative rut or you're like, oh, I don't feel like shooting, you got to remember why you're doing it. And yeah. then if that why isn't powerful enough to get you back on the right foot, then it's the wrong why. You need to find another why.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So.
Well, thank you. I should actually thank John E. Barrett for asking
yes.
you this, which then got you to think.
Yeah.
And now it's got me thinking
yeah.
about my wife.
Yeah. He was just, you know, that one statement, he was just like, you know, if you could tell me why you did it, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But since you can't, I got a problem with it. And I'm like, man, I'm trying to, one, my feelings were hurt because I'm like, I'm really trying to impress this guy. He's a legend. And then the other thing was just like, you know what? He's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for me, it's like, never put that camera up to your eye unless you have a purpose. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's it. And practicing is fine. Like if you're going to go out and practice, then that's your reason why. But like just happen to snap, you know. It's like when you go to like the event at your kid's school and like people are running up there and like they're trying to take a million pictures and you know they're never going to look at these pictures
oh, yeah.
again.
Right?
It's just for taking real. Pictures for the sake of taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, you know, they have no why.
Yeah.
They're on autopilot. It's like, okay, I'm mad at this thing. I need to take pictures. You know, and that's everybody's thing now.
Yeah.
So I think we need to get back to a why.
Yes, yes, I agree.
You know, and back to the essence of, you know, the creative process and whatever you're creating, whether you're painting or making music or, you know, doing culinary, you know, whatever creative space you're in,
mm-hmm.
you know, you should have a why.
I agree.
You know, and, you know, I mean, they taught me that in business school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if your business doesn't have a why, you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and people, my class was shocked. They're like, businesses that don't have a why or have a reason behind, you know,
what they're doing
yeah. every day, they're going to fail.
Yeah.
Like your business is going to fail. And so, you know, even to go a little deeper, like just have a why
yeah.
to what you're doing. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I don't know who said it, but it's the unexamined life is not worth living.
Yeah, I heard it.
I know the quote. I don't know who said it.
Yeah.
Google it. But, you know, all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that was some ancient Greek, was it Plato's?
Maybe.
One of the ancient. You know,
some teacher said it to me at some point in grade school, and it never left me.
Well, photograph it and then examine it. There you go.
Yes.
All right, cool, man. Well, thank you. I needed this actually. I have a lot of things that I'm trying to journey down towards, and a why is actually something I need to ask myself.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Alrighty, cool. Anything else we wanna discuss before we boogie?
No, I think we covered a lot.
Yes, definitely. Listeners, we want to hear your whys.
Yes, please send us your whys.
Yes.
We were interested to see why other people are shooting.
Yes.
So
go ahead and tell them where they can send their whys for you.
Hey, you can send my whys. You can contact me via my website or through Instagram. It's all Devon Warren Photo. So DevonWarrenFoto. You can find me online anywhere if you type that in.
Cool. And I'm CW Daily everywhere. The website also, cwdaily.com. And just shove your wise into my DMs. I appreciate it. All right, cool. Hopefully, cool. We will be back in 2 weeks.
Yes. Yes. We'll try to keep our schedule.
Yes. Yes. No vacations this time, so we have no excuses.
No.
Alrighty. Ciao, listeners.
Ciao.
Till next time.